Hello, welcome to Can You Get to That? I am your co-host, Aiden Best.
I am Matthew Olson. Hello.
Hey, Matt.
How's it going?
I'm all right, you know. Just been doing a lot of hobbling over here.
A lot of hobnobbing? You're associating with high society types? Is that what I hear?
Yes, that's correct. Just going to a lot of nice parties at nice places.
I'm very glad I, you know, didn't mishear you.
Went to the bar at the Nines. I went to the bar at the Nines the other night. You ever been up there?
No, I'm just sitting here and apparently talking over you and just being very grateful that, you know, I did not mishear you at the start of the show.
That we're getting definitely this, heard me right.
Yeah. We're getting this show off on the right foot.
Yeah. Yeah, the right foot, the right foot is right. My right foot is great. How is your right foot?
I mean, that's a weird question. I mean, one minute we're talking high society and we're kind of like doing like, we're just trying to get the show rolling. And next you're asking me about a specific foot. I mean, both of my feet, you know, are fine.
Both of them are okay. Your hand's good.
Let me do a quick hand check. Yep, 10 fingers. They all look pretty good. I can't say my nails are like super healthy, but they're not like yellowing or like dirty underneath, you know?
That's good. Yeah, my nails are looking okay. My nails look okay too.
Yeah, I mean, you've been with high society, so you know.
Right, yeah. Yeah, got the mani pedi before I went to see the fancy people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I can't so much walk, but
no, what do you mean?
You know,
I mean, do like fancy people, do they move a particular way? Like, do they like,
yeah, it's sort of a shuffle, just like slight, you know, really small steps.
Kind of like hobble. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You didn't say hobnobbing at the top of the show, did you?
I didn't, but it's, I mean, I've been doing both, you know, just like sort of by coincidence.
I think that's a lie. I think you broke your foot and you're lying to me about seeing fancy people.
What do you think? I don't know fancy people.
How is your left foot, Caitlin?
It's broken.
Caitlin.
I saw a picture of it at the doctor's office.
Caitlin.
Yeah, they took a picture of my bones and it was just one of those little guys just broke right on through, wasn't it?
Dang. To drop the bit for just a moment, I am glad to hear that the bone didn't actually like poke out, because I already asked that question.
Too. Yeah, believe me. It's, you know, when the incident occurred, I did hear a crunch in my foot. And I told, when I told the doctor that, she said, well, she looked at it and like, it doesn't look that bad. It doesn't hurt that bad. But I told the doctor that and she was like, well, it does concern me that you heard a crunch. And I said, me too.
What kind of, let's make this even more painful for me so I can kind of be on your level vicariously.
Yeah.
As much as is humanly possible. What kind, like, give me a more descriptive sound of this crunch. Like, is it like crunching into like a ridged chip or like the crunch of like gravel?
If you imagine, if you've ever like, this is going to be fucking gross.
Hell yeah.
If you've ever taken apart a chicken, like a raw chicken,
mm-hmm.
and you can imagine like pulling those joints apart.
Ooh, that crunch.
That was sort of the sound it made.
All right. Well, dang.
Yeah.
Dang.
Indeed. It could be worse, though. It's just a little bone.
Yeah, how long are you on crutches for?
6 weeks, apparently.
Dang.
Yeah. I go in for another checkup in 2 weeks, so I don't know. Maybe I'm a fast healer. Who knows?
Logan in theaters soon.
You mean Wolverine?
I mean the movie about Wolverine that's actually called Logan.
Okay, I'm out of touch. I don't see those Wolverine movies. I got in an argument. Not an argument. I was trying to figure something out the other day. What happens to Wolverine in space?
He asphyxiates. Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, but think about that. Like, why do people die of not having air?
Look, I'm the wrong person to ask about this. But if I'm not mistaken, Wolverine did come back from a single drop of blood in the comic strips once. So
right. So he definitely like can survive in space, right?
Is that in this debate, were you on the side of he would be dead temporarily and then come back? Like if he like
yeah, I guess. Or like he'd be like an ice cube. Because this is the thing about space. A lot of people don't know this about space. You freeze to death before you asphyxiate.
Sure. I think I did know that. Yeah, I just like the image it would form a cube around him.
Yeah, he's got a defensive mechanism actually, where he does turn into an actual ice cube.
Okay,
that's what Quora told me.
Jesus H. Christ, your video quality and audio quality keep dropping.
Uh-oh.
I'm convinced now that the internet does not want our podcast to exist, given this track record.
You look and sound great.
Yeah, so I don't get this. Someone must be uploading. Have you checked and made sure that no one is uploading like the hottest torrents?
Like, I have no idea what goes on in the rest of this house. There's six other people live here. I don't control them.
Well, you need to like put up a passive aggressive note on the fridge that's like stop all the uploading.
Stop all the torrenting.
Like,
yeah, I suppose I could do that. They don't listen to me though.
Well, I mean, you did just break your foot, so.
So you think I can use that as a pity play?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I would.
Yeah. I have been having people get me beers at bars.
And how long has your foot been broken for, actually?
Since Thursday night, and it's Sunday.
Just right away, just like...
It's impossible to carry a fucking pint glass when you're on crutches.
That's true. That's good. So remind me exactly how you think your foot was broken and what today's topic is as a result.
So it's apparently a well-known, when I told this to my basketball friend, he said, yes, because apparently this is a well-known basketball injury. It's called a Jones fracture. And I guess this happened to Kevin Durant. So I'm in good company, I suppose.
Yeah. Jessica Jones, season 2, coming to Netflix next year.
Yes, that is what it's named after. Her signature move of kicking people in the fifth metatarsal.
Jessica Jones, whiskey swilling detective.
Foot kicker.
Foot kicker. We did put out a call for topics and we got at least one response, and we're gonna bank that for another time, because this was news to me, and I'm like, Caitlin, of course we're going to capitalize on you breaking your foot for an episode topic. Because I'm a cutthroat podcast man.
Love that physical humor.
Yeah, I love turning your pain into listens. And hey,
it's all about the listens, baby. Let's go. Oh, I haven't screen shared, have I?
No, I'm still seeing your Skype face.
It throws me off a little bit. We're on Skype. We're not on GChat.
Well, we're trying to overcome your fucking roomies torrenting like seeding all sorts of fucking illegal torrents of like the latest Westworld yeah. episodes or whatever the fuck. So, you know, we gotta take other actions.
Oh my God. I literally share screen. There we go.
Yeah. You forgot which button it was.
Yeah. I feel like it's probably sports streams. I feel like that. This seems more likely.
I could see that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what sport?
Okay. B-ball.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Random article. Let's go.
Violent Soho album.
Okay.
Violent Soho is the second official studio album of Violent Soho.
All right. Is it kosher to do your self-titled as your second album?
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of bands do that.
Name one.
Wait, what are you supposed to, what are you supposed to do it?
Your first one.
I have an answer. That it's Blink-182 had a self-titled album that I think was actually their third.
That's stupid.
Okay.
That's just dumb.
Why? What's wrong with that?
You can't be multiple albums in already or have one on the books and then go, we didn't want to figure out a name for the next one.
Yeah, well, it's just like one that you have in the bank. It's like an emergency album title if you can't think of anything.
I mean Weezer technically has done this over and over again, but to their credit, their first one was Weezer. So, you know.
What do you mean they've done this over and over?
As in, it's known as the Blue Album, right? But that's like mm-hmm. in parentheses. The first one, mm-hmm. all it says on it is Weezer. And then mm-hmm. again with the green one and the red one and with the white one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's really stupid.
Sure, but at least they started with the first one.
So and they also, kind of set a precedent. As long as we're doing this, like
we're already popping open another tab.
We're already popping open another tab and here we go. What do we call this, Matt?
The Beatles? Yeah, really fucking stupid, isn't it? One of the most creative and lauded bands of all time, and then they get to like what's that, album 6 or 7 and they're like,
yeah.
What if we don't even come up with fucking cover art? We just print our name on it. Dumb.
Yeah. Well, I mean that was new back then.
So dumb.
Wow. Some of these songs just have the darndest names.
Why don't you just go down the list?
Well, some of them are okay. So track one, Here Be Dragons.
Let's give
track
them. Two. Wait. Hold on. Let's give them thumbs down, thumbs up, each one down the line, okay? Like, we're okay. Roger and Ebert, okay?
Okay, track one, Here Be Dragons.
Thumbs down.
Yeah, I'm going to go thumbs down. Track two, Jesus Stole My Girlfriend. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Track three, Son of Sam. Fine.
Thumbs down for me.
Track four, My Generation. That's an existing song.
That's already a song. That. Thumbs down.
Track five, Muscle Junkie. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up on Muscle Junkie.
All right, I'm going to skip all the way to the bottom to the Australian Edition bonus tracks. track 11, Paper Plane.
Very close to
an existing song.
Yeah, thumbs down.
Track 12, Eat Your Parents.
Obvious thumbs up.
Yeah. So we have a couple of choices here.
Hold on, there was another one though that track 9, Bombs Over Broadway, which is basically already another song.
Yeah,
so
basically already another song. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
So we have a couple of choices, as I was saying. We have Ecstatic Peace, which is a record label.
Mm-hmm.
We have Violent Soho, the band, which I'm definitely not trying to do. We have grunge, the genre.
We also have alternative rock.
That's true.
This is like...
But, Matt, do you know where the basketball player Kevin Durant used to play basketball?
Oh, I do. But
where?
Fucking Seattle.
That's right.
What? Like, I'm from there. You think you were going to get me out on that one? Also, you think I'm so dumb that when you're hovering over grunge, if I didn't know without context clues, I would, you know, fail at that? No, I got it. But here's the thing.
No, I knew you had it. I just wanted you to say out loud, you know.
Here is
the thing
is that we, when faced with alternative rock or grunge, are dealing with a similar dilemma to every Seattle band with guitars in the mid-90s as to how to identify themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Are we alternative rock or are we grunge? And I just want to stew in that decision for a bit, because this is the closest I've ever come, despite growing up in that area, to having to really grapple with that problem. You know?
Yeah. I just feel like grunge is more fun. But
you think so?
I don't know. I mean, not as a thing, as a topic, though.
Oh, yeah, in this context. But I'm saying, like, if you had to, let's say you made an album in like 1996,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's like, it's kind of political. It's kind of, it's kind of heavy. There are some songs that are like loud, quiet, loud, like very like Pixies inspired, right?
Yeah. There's some drug references.
Like you basically you wear the kind of clothes you already wear.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you're pretty much like close enough to this anyway, being in Eugene, you know, but then
I am not in Eugene.
Well, growing up there, right?
Okay. Then, so me at age 7.
Yeah. You're getting signed, or you're doing like a radio interview, and someone asks you point blank, like, can we call you alt rock, or are we calling you grunge? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I would say I eschew the concept of genre altogether.
You know
that's what a person, like any given person, would say in that situation, right?
Is that what like fucking Carrie Brownstein would have said about Sleater-Kinney?
Absolutely, yeah. Right. Yeah.
I could see that, though. She did eventually work on Portlandia, so.
Yeah.
Hey, we haven't talked about the fact that the bookstore came out swinging.
Did I mention that?
We have not talked about that on the show. I fucking love that. That's been the best news out of Portland since I left.
That was a tight move on their part.
Have you been by? Have you been like supporting them?
I have not been by. I should do that.
Sorry, can I say something?
Yeah, of course.
I did just see an iMessage pop up.
Yes.
On your screen share.
would you like to recite the iMessage?
Yeah, before we click grunge, I would like to say, would you like to check out my old poop bike sometime?
Oh man.
Poop bike. Huh?
The poop bike.
The poop bike.
You know, it's the bike that you ride when you think there might get poop on it, and you just don't want to have to worry about that. We all got one, right?
I have zero bikes now in my life.
Okay. Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
I'm clicking grunge.
Step two.
Grunge, sometimes referred to as the Seattle sound.
Not real, like, I guess, but like also
I don't
no.
know about that one. Do you have a favorite of like the big four grunge bands? Do you have a favorite?
Obviously Nirvana. Like
obviously Nirvana.
Okay. Right. If let's look at this list that's like at the top of the page here. Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden.
I don't accept this last one. I only accept the first four, but go on.
And Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
The last one they list is Stone Temple Pilots, and I would also agree, not grunge.
Yeah.
But like I'm definitely not choosing Pearl Jam.
Definitely not.
Alice in Chains has like three good songs, so definitely not Alice in Chains.
I agree. So the correct answer is
Nirvana.
No.
Well, you're just fucking wrong.
Okay, well, agree to disagree.
This is the Eugene, Oregon in you speaking, and not, you know, you didn't grow up close enough to the Seattle sound.
Oh, I don't
really
understand grunge. I don't.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, back in the day, everybody thought Soundgarden was the next big thing. Nobody thought Nirvana was going to be the ones to break out.
Hold up. Nirvana's yeah. Kurt Cobain, labeled by Time as, quote, the John Lennon of the swinging Northwest.
The swinging Northwest?
What the fuck does that mean?
No one's ever called it that.
Apparently Time did.
The swinging Northwest?
That's fucking stupid. Like it
was especially at that time.
It's not like all these 20-something people playing in fucking Aberdeen, Washington were also doing fucking key parties. They were all shooting up heroin.
They were doing music and drugs.
Yeah, call it the scary Northwest. Don't call it the fucking swinging Northwest.
The fucking awful like unemployment, like economy crashed.
Yeah. All of the saddest Mountain Goat songs Northwest.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Jesus indeed.
Are there what about the second tier bands, like your Mud Honeys, like any of those stand out for you?
You know the band the Portland band Hazel?
I've heard of Hazel.
I like Hazel a lot.
Okay.
There's a lot of Okay, they're saying that these are influences, not actual.
Oh yeah, bands. Yeah. Pixies, Dinosaur Jr. Yeah, that makes sense. Do you know one of my favorite? There's two favorite stories of mine related to grunge. But one is particular to our alma mater. And do you know the Reed Nirvana story or the Reed Nirvana fable?
I don't think so. No.
This was like the first like dumb conversation I had when I ever visited like the student treasury office. Was that they had this fucking stack of archived floppy disks that were apparently what they kept the treasury records on in the early 90s. And supposedly before Nevermind came out, Nirvana played at Reed, and this was supposed to be verified by a floppy disk in that collection, having paid like, I don't know, like what would it be, like $200 written out to Kurt Cobain or something,
or like gas money and some beer.
Yeah. Back then they didn't even keep numbers. They were just like it was like I don't know, like a cube of Pabst and.
Yeah, and PBR was measured in cubes.
Yeah, how many cube boxes you got? And like some gas siphoned out of a CSO mobile. I could never have confirmed that because we didn't have any fucking computers with floppy drives. So it's just like
the fucking Voynich manuscript.
Exactly. Like
they say that this is what this is, but we'll never know.
We'll never fucking know. Yeah. The other thing is, you heard about the big prank with regards to grunge slang, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent prank.
What was the fucking Harsh Realm?
Harsh Realm.
That was the key.
The best piece of grunge slang.
Fuck, I bet there's a page for Harsh Realm that we could get to if we ever want to revisit grunge as a topic.
Oh boy. Right, are we just gonna go to Seattle here?
I think that's easy enough, right? I mean, yeah, unless there's anything else you want to say about grunge.
Yeah.
Nah, alright.
No, not really. Seattle. I've told you my beef about the way Seattle is always photographed, haven't I?
No, you've not expressed this concern to me.
It's just that like in every postcard or like stock photo of Seattle ever taken, it looks like the Space Needle is like in with the other big buildings.
Sure. Okay.
But it's not. Like, they just always take it from this angle that foregrounds the Space Needle so that it looks like it's this important monument.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, but when you go there, it's just, like, sort of on the edge. And it's, like, in this shitty little office park.
I think describing Seattle Center as a shitty little office park is a little
a little bit of a harsh realm.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a harsh realm move there, because that's where you've got the Experience Music Project and the Sci-Fi Museum and a bunch of theme park rides. You show me one fucking office park that's that cool. Yeah, the Seattle Center theme park rides. They've got like a fucking log. What do you call that? It's like a log ride, I guess.
Like a log ride?
Yeah, and
I did not know that.
No, there's a Ferris wheel now, but I don't think it's part of the Seattle Center. It's at the docks. But yeah, they got bumper cars and all sorts of shit.
That's bumper cars are cool. It's also across the street from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Yeah. So why you hating?
I don't know.
It would be so shitty because look at this picture that's on the Seattle Washington page. Blow it up for me a little bit so we can really, you and I can appreciate it and listeners can imagine. You've got the Seattle skyline, right, on the left-hand side, and right smack dab in the middle is the Space Needle. And if you actually live in Seattle, it should also be fairly fucking obvious that the Space Needle is definitely not taller than those other buildings. So the fact that
I would say that's not an if you live in Seattle thing. That's an if you understand depth perception thing.
Yeah, because it's also in front of all of them by a great deal.
Yeah.
But the thought that also, like, if you don't understand depth perception, the thought that it's close by and that the actual, like, top of it could be wider in diameter than the actual buildings are is insane, right? But then also, off to the right, you got fucking Mount Rainier. Like, perfectly in view, sunset. You take a picture of the city from any other fucking angle, it's gonna look like garbage.
Right, this is the ideal angle. Like this is the only angle that makes it look good.
And
it looks really good.
It's a fucking great angle.
Like, no, it looks really good.
Imagine if any part of this were off, right? Like if the buildings were in front of the mountain, ruined.
Yeah.
If the Space Needle was not with the other buildings but just closer, so you lose the definition, ruined, right? Seattle is beautiful, and it comes at the price of you can only look it out from one way, and the traffic is fucking terrible.
That's right.
That's my pride. That's my Washington pride right there.
And also, they took my ID away.
You just won't let it go.
No, not ever. I'm forever at war with Seattle over that.
What's your favorite thing about Seattle? I'm gonna make you pick your favorite thing about the city you are irrationally at war with.
No, there's a lot of things I like about Seattle. I like the band Soundgarden.
Okay, well, I mean, name something good.
I think Mount Rainier looks really nice from the city.
Okay. I'll accept that.
What else? I like their women's soccer team.
Oh.
But I don't like the stadium they play in, which is right by the Space Needle.
Wait, what's the Seattle women's soccer team?
Oh, I told you before, maybe even on this podcast. They're called the Seattle Reign, REIGN.
Right. Oh, right.
Yeah.
That is very tacky.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
The Thorns is a much better name.
Yeah, it's like a thing.
It's like an actual thing. It's not a stupid pun.
Not a concept, yeah.
Have I told you that I hate the Galaxy as a name?
No, you haven't, but I'm not so hot on it either.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as the Tampa Bay Cyber Rays was an MLS team at one point.
Cyber Rays?
The Cyber Rays.
The fuck?
I don't know.
Were they just really banking on like us reaching a cyber dystopia real fast when they founded that?
Yeah,
team?
Maybe. I don't know. '90s thing.
Well, then I think you should scroll down and find the Supersonics.
For sure. Professional sports. Okay, so the Seattle Storm, which is the WNBA team, is on here. It's got to be like.
It's got to be further down on the page. Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is.
Major men's professional sports.
I see it. It's on the paragraph that's right next to the picture of CenturyLink Field.
Okay. Seattle Pilots. NBA, nope. Seattle Supersonics. There we go.
Step four.
All right. Supersonics?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I really hate the way this name is stylized.
No space, capital S, capital S.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Seattle SS.
The SSS.
The S.
The S, as they're affectionately known.
It's not great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
not ideal.
I don't think you can get any fucking merch that actually says Supersonics on it.
Yeah. I mean, you can't get the merch anymore at all. So there's that.
Okay. Please don't rub it in. Jesus, Caitlin.
I didn't know you were such a big S fan.
I'm not, but like...
Oh my god. Is this their mascot?
Squatch?
I'm looking at something that looks like a cross between a Wookiee and the apes in Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
And it's wearing a Supersonics uniform.
Yeah, that's Squatch.
And it's called Squatch.
Yeah, that's just the old Squatchy. Yeah.
Wow, that's me, Squatchy. I love the basketball. Was that how he sounded?
Well, that's really rude. No, it wasn't.
What did he sound like?
It was perfectly eloquent.
Like a James Earl Jones in that suit?
And a great dancer.
I bet. I can imagine.
Really got the people going at halftime.
Really knew how to use a
t-shirt cannon too.
Yeah. How much practice do you think that thing takes? You think they go out to the t-shirt cannon range and shoot that thing off?
It honestly, if I had to guess, it's probably you probably need more training and like vetting to use a t-shirt cannon if you work for a sports team and then you have the potential to hurt a sports fan with it. Than you do for a real gun.
To buy a real gun.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
Yeah, I saw that you found the subsection, which is just arrival of Kevin Durant.
Yes, so I did.
I think you can just click on you can click KD on all there. KD yeah. there.
Okay, there he is. Way to go. Kevin Durant. Kevin Wayne Durant.
Step five.
Basketball's newest bad boy.
Is that his nickname?
That's my nickname for him that I just gave him.
Oh. Wait, why?
Because he went to the fucking Warriors. He's a bad boy.
Oh, yeah. I think that's pretty bad.
Yeah. He just wants to win a title. That's all he cares about.
It'd be bad if the Warriors had won.
And then he went there?
Yeah.
It could be worse, you mean?
Mm-hmm. But,
yeah, I suppose.
This is as good a time as any to remind everybody that the Warriors fucking lost a 3-1 lead in the finals.
Yeah, they sure did.
I just want to, like... that's the most I've ever cared about sports, and I'm not even sure why, but I'm 90% sure why.
Were you following the World Series?
I watched Game 7.
Yeah, me too.
And the thing about Game 7 of the finals, really all the NBA finals, was you got to watch the Silicon Valley Dream get fucking destroyed by one...
Get refuted.
By one man. You saw the whole thing crushed by one man who's going to star in Space Jam 2. So, perfect. with Game 7, it was like, cool... It's the Cubs who haven't won in a really long time, and it would be kind of funny if they continued to not win.
Well, funny?
Yeah. Versus another team that hadn't won in slightly less long of a time, but also had a racist name.
With a racist name and logo and fans.
Yeah.
Although the fans, that's probably, we can probably assume that many other baseball fans are also racist. But
including many Cubs fans. Yeah.
Almost certainly.
So it was kind of like, you know, really the Cubs versus the Indians was a lot like the 2016 election. Think about it this way.
Oh, okay.
How long have we known that Hillary Clinton was going to run for president again? 8 years.
Oh,
she didn't get
since her birth.
She didn't get the first time. So she just was biding her time. And then who's her opponent? The racist man.
Okay. I would argue that 8 years is not quite as long as 108 years.
Well, sure.
But okay.
Because if it was 108 years, it would be absolutely insane that anybody was voting for Hillary Clinton at all.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be much more important questions like, how are you so old? Why haven't you died? What
the deathless one?
What dark deal did you seal?
Would you?
Alex Jones would be foaming at the mouth more than he actually does if Hillary Clinton was that old.
Alex has just been slobbering on the mic.
I don't think you could pay me enough money to be Alex Jones's audio engineer.
Yeah, it's a gross job.
Yeah.
Not only do you have to listen to that audio, but you do have to wipe the mic down after he's done with it.
Exactly. You have to just get in there and wipe it down.
You have to, it's actually in his contract that the audio engineer has to wipe him down. just sort of gently clean his face off after he spit all over himself.
He gets so red and sweaty.
He gets so red and he needs a cool down and he needs all the fluids wiped off of him.
I wish you just said sweat, not fluids.
It's not just sweat, Matt.
I know, it's definitely
no, it's not.
It's definitely fluids, plural.
Yeah.
So is there actually a section about the time that Kevin Durant broke his foot the
I
same
actually
way?
Found a link.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, if I can just find it. Yeah, injury riddled season 2014-15. Prior to the start of the 2014-15 season, Durant was diagnosed with a Jones fracture in his right foot. He was ruled out for 6 to 8 weeks. Hey, just like me.
Wait a minute. But his right foot.
Oh, yeah.
So you're the yin to his yang.
Yeah, what do you think that means? That I'm not a professional quality basketball player?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's probably what that means, right?
Yeah, you're a white woman writer who enjoys soccer.
Yeah.
And he's Kevin Durant, now of the Golden State
Kevin
Warriors.
Durant. So pretty much the opposite in just a lot of ways.
Just in a lot of ways. But I do believe Kevin Durant would enjoy the comedy stylings of the toast. So
yeah, that's probably true. It's
probably true, right?
Shall we?
We shall. Yes. Click it.
Okay. Wow, we did pretty good.
5 steps.
Yeah, all right. 5 steps. Wow.
That's close to our record.
What is our record for?
Yeah.
And that was for Vikings or some shit, right?
That was for Lego.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. That was surprisingly easy. I mean,
yes, I'm surprised.
You knew that Kevin Durant had the injury, so if you didn't have that piece of info.
Let me just say, it would have been harder, but let me just say, surprisingly easy to get to this Wikipedia page, and surprisingly easy to do this to your foot also. So, makes sense.
Little do we know it, but Jones fracture is actually one of the most popular pages on Wikipedia.
Yeah, everything. If you click on enough links, eventually you will get to Jones fracture. You click on the first link enough times.
Wait, you didn't tell me this, or maybe you probably already read this, but can you just read for me the last line of this first paragraph here that describes when and how it was named?
The fracture was first described by orthopedic surgeon Sir Robert Jones, who sustained this injury himself, parenthesis, while dancing.
And reported it in the Annals of Surgery in 1902.
Yeah.
So fucking turn of the century, this guy is doing what is it, the jitterbug or something?
I think that if he's an orthopedic surgeon, he probably is doing dance is a little more refined than the jitterbug.
Okay, fine. So he's waltzing, which makes it even more lame than how he got it. Dance is bad and breaks his foot. And then he's like, no one's ever talked about this before. I'll name it after me.
That's the fucking crazy thing about like stuff that has names like that is like, you know, millions of people have gotten this over the course of history. And it's just that you're the first doofus to decide to want to name it after yourself.
The first person is like, ah, oh, nice, cool, 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 cool.
Yeah, I can have a type of bone break named after me. Excellent.
Do you think that makes for like a satisfying like legacy in life?
It's, if we're being real, it's probably more things than I'm going to have named after me. So.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. I mean, your last name is already a superlative, so.
That's true.
You know.
That's true.
I feel like that makes living better, but then you kind of give up the right to have anything named after you as a result.
Did you know that my name is not actually it's not derived from the superlative?
I assumed it wasn't, because that would be insane.
Right, because that'd be weird.
You'd be descended from like some shitty royalty or something.
Right, some like dick boy who just like, hey, it's me. I'm the best one. So call me that.
Hey, I've got a bunch of like fucking.
And also, my first name is just Doctor.
Sure, yeah. Hey, I got a bunch of like fucking weird ass inherited genetic defects because of inbreeding. But also, I'm gonna change my last name to Best. Like,
no one will suspect.
No one will
ever know.
No one will ever know. That's why I have four toes on both feet. In which case, he couldn't get a Jones fracture because you can't fracture the fifth metatarsal. Yeah,
fourth metatarsal.
Yeah. Sorry. So what's it actually come from?
Oh, it's derived from the Old English beast.
Caitlin Beast.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe you should start calling me that.
I would, but you did just break your toe playing soccer, so.
Okay, well.
You know, you got 6 to 8 weeks before you go into beast mode again.
That's true. I scored a goal before I broke it, though.
Before or on the break?
Let's go with the second one.
Okay, let's rewrite history, shall we?
Yeah. Well, let's definitely go with it was the game-winning goal.
Okay. Did you actually win that game, though?
We drew.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Man, stinks.
At least we didn't lose.
Imagine if the World Series had been a draw any longer than it already was. People would have rioted.
It would have been really tense.
I think if that last inning had gone on like 15 minutes longer, there would have been pandemonium in the fucking streets. Everybody here on the East Coast wanted to go to bed so bad.
Oh yeah, it's super late over there, huh?
And also like not as many people invested in it. I saw one person in the past week, one person with Cubs merchandise.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems normal for New York City. I haven't seen anyone, so.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I didn't see people with, like, Cavs merch after they won either. But.
Right.
You know. Just one Cubbies fan?
Why don't you get yourself a Cubbies hat?
Because fuck Chicago. Hey, Mike Rosen, if you're listening, fuck Chicago.
Ouch.
You're not going to listen to this, so I can say this with impunity. Fuck Chicago, Mike Rosen.
Hey, and fuck you, Mike Rosen.
Well, now, I mean, I know I basically said that.
He's not listening. He's not listening.
I know I basically said that, but I don't want to actually say that.
No, I don't. I didn't mean that.
I think he might like let it slide if he knew I said fuck Chicago. But if I said it and then also just said it and fuck you, I would probably get punched in the face next time.
I don't know. I think that he would take fuck Chicago just as seriously, if not more seriously.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, that's probably true. And you know, I need to stay on his good side because he buys me drinks whenever he comes through New York. So, thanks, Mike.
Oh wow, that's really great.
It's very great. He's a very generous man.
This has been Can You Get to That? I have been Caitlin Best. You can find me on Twitter at Beskabest, BESTKABEST. You can find the show on Twitter at Get to That. And we love it when you tweet us mostly topic ideas, but, you know, tweet me whatever.
Yeah. Tweet whatever. You can find the show on Facebook also. Did you say that?
Nope.
It's facebook.com/CYGTT. I think all of the little video clips I've made are up there. Eventually, when I'm less busy, I'll make another one of those. They take a while. They take a while to bake in the video oven. And as someone who works mostly 6 days a week in some fashion or another, it can be kind of hard to justify that. Also, I did just buy a video game. I caved and bought a video game. And so...
Oh, congrats.
Yeah. Yeah. All my time that's not spent on the podcast will be spent playing that. You can find me on PlayStation Network and play Titanfall 2 with me. It's MATAOLSON, which is very similar to my Twitter handle, which is just at Matthew Olson, spell it right. I did just give you a hint by spelling out my PlayStation Network handle, so there you go.
Hey, they don't know that it's spelled right on the PlayStation Network handle.
Well, it is, because I'm not an idiot. And now they know my middle initial is A. Okay. I think that's all for me. I don't have anything else to say. I mean, if anyone wants to go look up Finite Jest, which is when I did 6 long episodes of a podcast about Infinite Jest, that's still online for now. It's funny, I think.
I do just want to applaud you for having finished that book, which is something that I could never do.
Yeah, I don't recommend it. Or at the very least, if you're gonna read it, I recommend finding a friend, like a new friend, and using the book as like an excuse to like bond with said new friend.
Yeah, it's sort of one of those things that like sort of like entering like a spicy wing eating contest. It's like, it's not a good thing to do, but it's still impressive.
Honestly, if it came down to it and I had to pick between reading Infinite Jest in 6 weeks again,
mm-hmm,
versus biting the bullet on a spicy wing contest,
mm-hmm,
how many wings are we talking?
We'll say 6, but they're really, really hot.
They're like the really, really, the hottest like wings.
The hottest.
I would definitely take the wings.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. But then again, I do love...
Definitely take 10 minutes of intense pain over 6 weeks of intense pain.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do love wings. I need to find a good wings place out here. I miss Fire on the Mountain now.
Open up your own franchise, baby.
Look, baby, we're gonna have a fucking sizzle pie out here in Brooklyn soon, as well as an Alamo Draft House.
Really?
So
really?
Yeah, but also like vanishingly few like punk music venues, so
they're opening a fucking sizzle pie?
Mm-hmm. In Bushwick.
Oh man. Oh my god.
That's all I have to say about where I live.
Wow.
Alright.
I just have one last question, I guess.
Yeah, hit me.
What if technology bad, though?